800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We are a week away from daylight savings time. So remember, next Sunday, spring forward, and then in the fall, we fall back. Well, this spring arrival means that we're going to lose an hour of sleep, but that's okay. I will give up that hour of sleep next Sunday to have it a lot lighter and brighter later into the daytime. And that's going to be great. So when we get home from work, we'll have some time to putter around the yard and to prepare it. And that's what we're going to try and do today. I'm going to try and give you some ideas of what you should be doing, being that we're only a week away from daylight savings and 13 days away from the arrival of spring. And that's a great sign. The weather has been real good in the Northeast and every place else for the most part. The weather's finally beginning to stabilize. My house in Maine yesterday, we were in the low 50s, so the frost is out of the ground with all the rain we had a couple weeks ago. The mountains got plenty of snow, so if you're a skier, head up north. The mountains of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York State got up to 5 feet of fresh packed powder. If you're a golfer, the golf courses are all open, and a lot of them are running right now. One of the biggest ones in Portland opened yesterday officially, and from what they said on the news last night, every tee time was taken, and they strive to be the first golf course to be open and the last one to close. So, you know, if you're a golfer, you may want to call your local golf course and see if they're open, and that's a sign that it's time to work on your lawn. So if you have questions on your lawn this morning, what you should be doing at this time of the year, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together to get you off to a good start. And being that we are having a nice early spring, hopefully it will stay that way. If you can get working on your lawn now, you're going to be ahead of the game. Now, the areas where we really need some work, for those of you that had crabgrass last year, you may want to think about putting down products that control that crabgrass. The sooner you get it down, the better it's going to work for you. Now, if you want to stay organic, you need to use a product that contains corn gluten. Corn gluten is an organic form of controlling crabgrass, and you need to put it down early so that it has a chance to get wet, to spread on the ground, and to release its power to kill the seed that's in your ground. Right now, your ground has seed that the crabgrass plant made last fall, and if you can get the corn gluten down or a product like Turf Builder Plus Halts, get it down now, and you'll be in great shape. the first thing you want to do with your lawn is it needs to be raked. And for most of us, we don't need to rake the grass more than once a year. And this is the time that you want to do it before you put down all of these products. Grab the kids today and say, let's go outside. We're going to pick up all the sticks from the trees that have sent them down with all the rain and the wind of last week. Get all the big sticks up, then get out the rakes, get the leaves, the pine needles that have accumulated over the winter on your lawns. Give the grass a good scratching, just like you when you get up in the morning. You know, you stretch your arms, your legs. You give yourself a good scratching at time, you know, to wake up. That's what you need to do with the grass. You need to wake it up. And a good cleaning will do that. And then you can start to help the grass plant to grow better. They grow better with the applications of lime or MagiCal. Now, there's two ways to do it. The old-fashioned way is the powdered lime. Powdered lime comes in a 50-pound bag, and it will cover 1,000 square feet. Will run you around $5 a bag. So if you have a half acre of grass, roughly you're going to need 20 bags of powdered lime. And if you can get it down now, that's great. The weather will wash it into the soil. The microbes will attack the powdered lime or the pelletized lime, and it will make it so that your soil is going to get sweeter and sweeter. And the sweeter the soil, the easier of a time your grass has to grow because it's able to pick up the fertilizer easier. Now, if you have a real big lawn, you can go with a product from Jonathan Green called MagiCal. And one bag is equivalent to 5 bags of powdered lime. And it's going to work a lot faster. The old traditional powdered lime is something that's going to take about 6 months to work. The MagiCal is going to work in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So you need to be able to start to use these products. Now, if you have clematis, lilacs, these are two plants that really love a sweet soil. So while you're applying the lime or the MagiCal on your lawn, make sure that you sprinkle some around your lilacs. The sweeter the soil, the better your lilacs are going to do. Your clematis or clematis, the same thing. The sweeter the soil around the plant, the more it's going to grow and the more flowers will develop on that plant. And that's going to make a big, big difference for the quality of those two plants on your yard. And the opposite. If you have blueberries, do not put any lime or lime products near the blueberries because they like it really sour, really acid. And the more acidic the soil, the better your blueberries are going to go. Now, your hydrangea, your blue hydrangea, if you put lime around your blue hydrangea, you're going to change the color of your plant. So if you live on Cape Cod and you love the big blue hydrangea and you put a lot of lime, keep it away from the hydrangea. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the deep blue color will start to change and you'll have some pink in it. And if there's too much lime around the plant, it will eventually change right back to pink and you'll lose the blue. So just a few of the plants that really need changes, and they need some work at this time of the year. So again, you want a lot of blueberries, put the acid type fertilizers and keep the lime away. Your hydrangea, keep the lime away from them. But on the opposite end, your lilacs and the clematis, they just love it. If you have rhododendrons and azaleas, mountain laurel, and they're growing really good, but they don't flower a heck of a lot, then you may want to start to say to yourself, they're not flowering. I've been feeding them. something is wrong with the soil. And in some cases, what has happened with broadleaf evergreens is the soil is becoming to be too acidic. And every 3 or 4 years, if you could sprinkle around your azaleas, around your rhododendrons, some lime, it will sweeten the soil so that the plants have a better chance to pull up the phosphorus fertilizer in the ground. Rhododendrons, azaleas, Mount Laurel, these are plants that we've been told that they are acid-loving. It's not that they're acid-loving. They will tolerate the acidity more than other plants. But if your soils become very, very acidic and you're starting to see moss, then you may want to start to think about adding a little bit of lime to slow down the rate that the soil is becoming acidic, kind of neutralize it a little bit, and that way the plant will have an easier time to make flower buds, not for this year, but for next year. So if you have rhododendrons and there's no great big fat buds on them, they were made last July, August, September. If there's no big buds, that means they will not flower this year. So feed them and throw some lime around them to make the soil less acidic. The phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number? It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening this morning now that spring's almost here?
We are ready, and I couldn't be happier that spring is almost here.
How is the snow in Minnesota? Is it almost gone?
It's diminishing. Yeah, it's getting there. But not quite gone yet, but seeing some grass is helping, that's for sure.
It was fun watching on the local news that the people were out playing golf in Maine on Saturday. So that's going to be a good sign if the golfers are out.
Definitely.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have Karen on the line, who's got questions about rototilling alternatives and also about her roses.
Okay, Karen, good morning. Welcome
Hi,
to the
Paul.
Garden Club.
Hello. Hi. I saw you in Littleton, Mass. last year, but anyway, getting to my questions. I know that over the years, there was a guy that had said something about not rototilling because during the winter, there's about a 2-inch layer of good bacteria that forms in the vegetable garden.
Right.
So if I'm not going to rototill to get rid of all the dead debris and old plants, what do I do? And I have two other quick questions. When can I start clipping my roses or anything else that's maybe been damaged in the winter, like my lilacs, broken sticks, and when can I start to fertilize just to prep the soil for this summer?
Okay. On your rototilling, that's something that I've been doing now for 3 years. And I tell
What's
you,
that?
I really
not
found
rototilling?
Not rototilling.
Okay.
And but the thing that you have to realize is if you're not going to rototill, your soil has to be ready. And I've been working on my garden for a good 10 years, adding organic matter, adding seaweed and things like that. And because when I first moved to our home, we had a lot of sand. We probably had 3 or 4 inches of decent topsoil, and after that, it was like pure sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been adding compost and seaweed and grass clippings and leaves and all that over the last 10 years. And I now have over a foot of really good soil. So now that I've got good soil, I don't rototill anymore. So in the fall, I pull all of the dead plants that are in the garden. I pull all the weeds. I give it a good raking, a good cleaning. And then in the spring, I do the same thing. Any plants that I might have missed, I pull them up. Any weeds that came up late in the year, I give that a good cleaning. But I don't dig into the soil. I may go down with the steel grading rake, maybe 1 inch, maybe a little bit deeper, just to get the garden level. But that's it. And then I spread compost on top of the garden, and I plant directly into it. And where I make a hole to put in a tomato plant, for example, then I also add compost into that hole. And that works really, really well. But
I couldn't get anybody to go seaweed hunting with me this year.
Well, you still have time.
Okay, so if your soil isn't, bag.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, just go to the beach. I mean, you've had enough storms coming up the coast in the last month here that there's probably seaweed on most beaches. This time of the year, you can start pruning. And anytime you have broken branches due to snow or wind, cut those off and put a nice smooth cut on it. Try and make the cut at an angle so that when it does rain or it snows, you don't have a flat surface that the snow can build on or water can set on. Cut it at an angle. That way the water will run off, the snow will run off, and you're going to see that by making that cut as close to the main stem as possible, it's going to scab over and heal very, very quickly. The thing that you never want to do is to prune a plant and leave a stub an inch or two in length. If you leave a stub, that little stub that you've left most likely is going to die. And now you're going to have a healthy branch with a dead spur sticking out of it. So clean those up. And, you know, this time of the year, rake your perennial beds. Get all the old dead plant material out of there. And when you're done cleaning the gardens, start feeding. You can feed your perennial beds right now. And when you use organics only release when the weather temperature is good. So if you put it down now and the weather stays cold, it sits there. If you put a chemical, it will leach out.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ted on the line, who's got a question about his plum trees and also looking for a ground cover recommendation.
Okay, Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I wanna, can you recommend any kind of a ground cover that will grow in... I only got a strip of soil next to a foundation, and it's all subsoil, sand, clay, gravel mix, and I want no topsoil in it at all, and I'm wondering if there's any ground cover that will grow in that. And the other question to me, which is much more important, my pride and my real main interest is all my fruit trees out here, dwarf fruit trees, mostly plum and apple. And mm-hmm. some were planted just last summer, and I just discovered a few weeks ago, a couple of black knot galls on a couple of them, real, you know, like the size of my fingernail. And I'm wondering, I know you're supposed to cut the branch out, or at least a few inches from either side or whatever, Is there any possibility I might be able to just sort of real carefully slice it off and then spray it with lime sulfur, spray liquid lime sulfur? Because I read that that actually may control it. I don't know, the lime sulfur. What do you think?
Okay. First of all, you can't just slice off that little piece, because that type of a problem in the fruit tree is actually growing inside the stem itself. Yeah. And if you just slice out the gall, the roots of that problem is still inside the plant, and you really need to remove the branch 6 inches before that gall is.
Wow.
And I know for a new tree, it's not a good thing. But the problem is, if you don't get rid of it now, when the weather improves and that gall that's in the plant wakes up, the first thing it does when it wakes up is it swells and it begins to make spores, and it literally will blow these spores out of the gall into the air, and then it circulates around the plant and it attaches itself to additional branches. So it's either get rid of that branch right now or run the risk that next year you could have 5 times or 10 times more of a problem. And if you've got other trees that are clean, they could reinfect the trees that are clean. So don't mess with this. Now, lime sulfur in some areas is gone. They have come out with a better product, and the product that's working better than the lime sulfur is called a copper fungicide. It's a liquid copper, and up until now, it has not been available in a lot of garden centers. And a company called Bonide and Monterey Lawn and Garden now have this copper fungicide, again, because it's working more effectively than the lime sulfur spray. So if you want to control diseases on your fruit trees and roses, lilacs, before they get started, use the horticultural oil for insect eggs, and that will kill the eggs without using any chemicals. And the copper fungicide will do the same thing to disease spores, and that will work really, really well. Now, if you want something that will cover the ground, and even though it is not very good soil, the one thing that you will have to do is you can't just put a plant in a soil that has no organic matter. So what I would suggest that you do is one of the best ground covers that will basically grow just about any place and is very hardy is a ground cover called Euonymus. It's spelled Euonymus. Coloradus, Coloratus. And it's a ground cover that I just did a story on my email newsletter about. And I tell you all about the plant and how it grows and so forth. But it's Euonymus coloradus. And what you're going to have to do, Ted, is you're going to have to dig a hole with a trowel and make the hole about 4 or 5 inches in diameter. Put a couple trowels of the compost in it, work it in with your existing soil, and plant directly in that. And you plant them a foot apart, and in 3 years, it's absolutely solid. And it's a really good, strong ground cover, and it will grow from Florida all the way up into Presque Isle, Maine. It's a very, very hardy ground cover. And during the winter, it turns red, just like the burning bush, because its brother is the burning bush plant, same family. So it will work really, really well for you. But on this gall, don't mess with it. This is a disease that will eject, and it explodes, and it throws these spores in, and you don't want to take a chance that it's going to infect your existing trees. And if it's going to ruin the shape of the tree, and you don't think it's going to recover, then you may want to think about pulling it out totally and replacing it. And what I would do is go to the garden center where you bought it and say, I bought this tree. It's full of gall, you know, and they'll know that this is a problem. And, you know, any good nursery is going to either give you a discount or they'll give you a new tree. Doesn't hurt to ask. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Al on the line who's calling with some questions about manure.
Okay, Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. First of all, thank you for taking my call. And second of all, I love those newsletters. Thursday night I sit down and I read them, I print them. I've started a little scrapbook. I've got just about every one that you've started doing. So I'm making a collection of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I know that chicken manure is very strong to put in a garden. And I know the best type of manure is cow manure. But what are your feelings or what is your input on horse manure, putting that into a garden?
Okay, horse manure is very good. The only thing that you have to say to yourself, Al, has this had a chance to break down? And if you're going to use horse manure, it has to be horse manure from, like, let's say, last fall that's been sitting in a pile. It's had a chance to create heat to kill the seed that's in the manure. And when a horse eats, he doesn't chew like you and I do, okay? And if he doesn't break the grain with his teeth, it will go right through his system and out the other end still intact. So that if you take fresh manure, you apply it to your garden now, and this is the time that you can put animal manure down, and that will give Mother Nature a time to put rain on it to leach all of the urine out of it. But if you put fresh manure on, the seed is there. And if he ate oats or wheat or rye, you're going to have a garden full of grass that's going to germinate in the spring when the weather conditions get right. But if it's old manure, it's been sitting in there for at least 6 months, wonderful stuff. Spread it on the garden right now and let Mother Nature wash any of the urine that's still in it out. And then you can work it into the soil, and you'll have a great garden. Many years ago, I bought, and I'll never forget this, my kids wanted to kill me. We bought a 10-yard load of cow manure. We dumped it in the middle of the garden, and we had to spread it. And what I didn't realize was, 3 days from the time we were going to spread it, my wife had planned a surprise birthday party for me. And the whole neighborhood for about a week really, really smelt bad. So the yard smelt really ripe during the party, and my kids were all dressed up with bandanas across their nose because of the smell. They looked like a bunch of stagecoach robbers helping me to spread the manure. But boy, the garden came out so good that year. So spread it over the garden. Take a pitchfork or rototiller, blend it all in, work it into the soil. But it's got to be 6 months old. Otherwise, you're going to have more weeds than you've ever, ever had. If that should happen, then you can use a product called Over the Top 2. This is a new product from Fertilome. It came out last year. And Over the Top 2 will kill grasses on contact in the vegetable garden and not hurt other plants. So this is a real good thing. Oh, now speaking of the vegetable garden, last year a lot of us had problem with that blight. Remember that killed our tomato plants? Was a problem that came in from the south from a company that supplies plants to the box stores. I want you to go to a website. And the website is www.naturalindustries, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-I-N-D-U-S-T-R-I-E-S, Natural Industries. This company has a natural product. It was developed at one of the colleges down south. It's called ActivNovate. ActivNovate. And this is a product that you will mix in your garden before you plant, and it will help to eliminate any of the tomato blight or potato blight problems that you had last year. And this is the only product on the market. ActivNovate, ActinOvate. And the name of the website is Natural Industries. And this is, again, the only product that I've been able to find that will take care of the late blight of your potatoes and tomatoes. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Norris on the line, who's got a question about a geranium.
Okay, Norris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
My parents left last year to go back to Florida. He gave me the several geraniums in a planter, and I last fall, when it got cold, I just stuck them in the basement in a cool, very dark place. And I took them out for the first time last week and looked at them, and they seem okay. Each plant has a little shoot coming out of it that's tender, so I guess they're alive, and I just want to know how to revive it the best way.
Okay. The thing you want to do is to put it in a nice sunny window, and I want you to look at the individual stems. If you look at the stem and the stem still seems to be firm, and when you touch it, it feels hard, that means that that plant is still alive. If you look at the stem and the stem looks to be wrinkled and kind of shriveled, take your pruners and remove that stem. And what you want to do is give them a good watering with a liquid fertilizer, something like Miracle-Gro. The plant will absorb it, and all of the dormant buds that were on there from last year will wake up, and your plant will come right back to life. And now is the time to do it. If you have plants that have been overwintering in your basement, it's time to bring them up. Give them some sun, liquid food, and watch them come to life.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barry on the line, who's got some questions about the mycorrhiza.
Okay, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Barry?
Well, a little sick, but that's okay. I wanted to know, this will be the first time I'm going to go over to the nursery and get the mycorrhiza.
Yes.
And I want to know if it can go on an existing perennial bed, and if it's a powder or a liquid, and when do you do it, and all that.
Okay. Mycorrhiza, up until this year, has always been a powder. And I know you live in Portland, so you can go to a place like Skillin's. They have the mycorrhiza. There's also this year for the first time a new liquid mycorrhiza and fungi liquid. So we're really excited about that. It's called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And the powdered product that you can pick up at Skillin's, right down the street from you, is made by the same people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone. Is called Biotone. And it's something that's a granular. You just broadcast it right on top of your perennial beds. You can broadcast it around your roses, around newly planted shrubs and trees. And these mycorrhiza are wonderful, wonderful microbes that will increase the size and the quality of your root system, eliminating an awful lot of stress. And it's something that you can start to do now. You know, if you've got the time, if your perennial bed is all raked and it's clean, you can either use that Biotone, or if you can find the new liquid mycorrhiza called Thrive, I would think that a place like Skillin's would have that product. And, you know, right now the ground is warming up. The frost is gone for Maine, and it's time to rake the lawn, edge the beds. And if you have a perennial bed, the perennials are still dormant at this point. And one of the first jobs that I do every year is I edge all of my perennial beds to make it easier to maintain, to mow, and to clean. I weed the beds. I put down the mycorrhiza. And then I put anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of either bark mulch or compost. And what is really kind of neat at this time of the year, you can buy compost in bulk. You can buy bark mulch in bulk, and you can just dump it right on top of your perennial bed. Rake it, because everybody's asleep. And then the perennials will poke right through that, and you save yourself an awful lot of time. If you wait another month and you want to put down compost or you want to put down bark mulch on top of perennial beds, you have to put it down by the shovelful and work it around each of the individual plants that have poked through the ground. Because everybody is dormant and asleep, you can dump it right on top of the perennial bed with a wheelbarrow, or dump it with the bag, rake it nice and even, and it cuts your labor tremendously. So now's the time to get started. So when you feel better, Barry, get outside, get the beds clean, pull out any weeds or grasses that you may have missed last fall, put down this Biotone or the Thrive products, put down compost. That's what I do. There's a company in Maine called Winter Wood Farms, and I know that Skillin's and O'Donnell's sells it in by the yard, and they also have it by the bag. But if you need a lot of it, you may want to try and look up their phone number, and they can deliver it directly to you. But it's great compost. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, if we can help you, go to the website, which is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad. Now, when the front page comes up, you're going to have to scroll down a little bit, and you can sign up for our email newsletter. It comes out every single Thursday. Scroll down on the bottom of the front page, put in your email address, and just hit submit, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter. This past week, a vegetable planting chart was in there, hemlocks, Euonymus coloratus, and Annabelle hydrangea.